Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Everybody seems to be in a pretty good mood this morning, coming off of another Broncos win.
Woo, another fourth quarter showdown.
7-2, baby.
What I hear. I didn't watch a second of it.
Six in a row?
Isn't that crazy? Yes.
Best record in the league.
It just
We're
is
number
insane.
One. We're number one.
Yes.
Yes.
And the Chiefs lost.
Yes.
It's a good Monday.
It's good Monday.
Oh, sports.
Oh, I love it.
Big Halloween weekend. We were laughing a little bit on the show on Friday where I was, you know, saying how ridiculous it is when people dress up for their jobs.
Yeah.
Katie. And, you know, I always make the joke, like, if you're going in for surgery and your doctor's dressed as Little Orphan Annie or something. Like,
yeah.
Case in point, I wandered into the UPS store right after the show on Friday, and there was a woman dressed as a giant Eeyore in there, taking everyone's packages, and I just had to shake my head because she was acting like Eeyore, too. Oh, another package.
It's a fine stamp.
Let me guess. It's another Amazon return.
Oh, that's good.
And I was just like, just please return my stuff. I just want to get out of here as quick as possible.
You didn't play along?
No, I didn't.
Didn't go in as Winnie the Pooh or anything?
I know. No. Tigger, really get it going?
It's like, you poor thing. You're dressed up for work today. Happy Halloween.
Yay.
I will say, I don't know how your guys' neighborhoods were, though. We didn't have any trick-or-treaters this year.
Yeah.
We usually get bombarded, and I want to say maybe 10 tops.
Yeah.
This year, not a lot of trick-or-treaters at all.
You know, it's crazy. My apartment, I was sitting there waiting for kids to come. I had my whole costume ready, and it was like 6:30, and I hadn't had anybody at my door yet. And I was like, ugh. And then my best friend called me, and she has two kids that are 9 and 12. And she's like, hey, do you want to come over and hang out and watch Love After Lockup? Because the kids are with their friends and I don't have anything to do. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you an empty nester now? So I went right over to her house. I was like, can I wear my bathrobe? Because I'm in costume. And she's like, yeah. So I literally got in the car. I went over to her house and we sat on the couch and watched Love After Lockup. Well, I'm not kidding you. Almost 200 kids came to their door.
No,
but they,
totally different.
They decorate like there's no tomorrow. And when you decorate your house like that, you kind of have to
expect just pull them in.
People to come. They had the full-size candy bars. And so they were handing those up. But I'm not kidding. They ordered 150 and then they had a bunch of little fun-size bags just in case. But we went through those. No problem.
That's
there's
impressive.
So many trick-or-treaters. So that made it way more fun.
I think you're spot on, though, with the house. If you like go all out and you decorate like crazy. And I've seen pictures of that house.
Yeah.
Like, they went out and bought everything at Home Depot.
Everything.
And put it in the front yard.
Exactly.
So yeah. I could see why all the kids came by.
Yeah.
Well, so that was more fun for you than just sitting all
so
home alone.
So much more fun. And every other year, it's been like you have to take care of the kids in the sense that you need to do their hair. You need to do their makeup. You need to make sure their costumes are ready. They did all that this year. So it was a new year for all of us. We're like, do we get to enjoy Halloween again? Is this a thing? So it was awesome.
Good for you.
We made pizza.
Oh,
it was so
that's
good.
Living.
It was
that
so good.
That is living.
I loved Halloween this year.
Yeah, we experienced the final, I hate to say it, fall festival at my daughter's elementary school on Friday as well. So I was able to get over there and see the little parade and the party in the room. And they wrapped me up in toilet paper. I was a mummy.
Oh, that's cute.
And so it was just the final time, which I'm like, okay, it's time to move on. Knick-knack, of course, a little more bittersweet.
It
sad,
is.
Crying.
Like, it's fine. You know, let's move on. Let's get some middle
school. Well, it's your last one, too. This is like the final memory.
Growing up.
It's fine. Yay, it's fine. Until I was standing in that room, I turned behind me, and on the screen, it was a giant fall festival. I was like, shut up.
Like, you know, I'm good.
I looked over at Nicole. I was like, because the laptop was open with it like projecting on the screen. I was like, I'm going to change it to Happy Halloween. I'm going to do it. She's like, just don't. Just don't ruin this. She's like, just don't.
Oh, that's what you have a problem with. The fall festival. And
yeah,
not
it's
the happy
Halloween,
Halloween,
Katie.
Yeah. They don't even let them say that at the
no,
school
it's
anymore?
A fall festival.
Wait, what?
What's wrong with the Halloween?
Fall festival.
Well, and also for someone
because
that talks so much.
Yes,
but for someone that talks so much crap
it.
About the parades, man, you seem to be into this one.
Well, it was just the kids walking in their costumes. It wasn't a full
parade.
There was no advertising.
Okay,
it's the parade of children walking around the school.
That's okay.
That's
okay. Yeah, I was fine with that. One more time. Happy Fall Festival, the little wusses. I saw Josh's costume, too. You were the Joker. That was kind of cute.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a huge Halloween party with a bunch of people, a bunch of my friends. And I never really have been one to dress up. Obviously, as a kid, it was fun. But I don't know. I kind of decided. You and I had the party last week.
Yeah.
Katie. And it was so much fun that I was like, I kind of want to keep this thing going. And so when my buddy said, hey, I'm having a huge party, huge get together on Friday night, like, you have to come dressed up. I was like, I'm not going to. And then I was like, okay, yeah, no, you know what? I'll kind of keep with the spirit of Halloween. And then I went to Spirit Halloween and grabbed a very last minute costume. But it turned out, I thought, really well. And
yeah,
the costume was great. And I did my makeup for the first time. And I've never done any type of like face painting thing either. But I went as a Joker. And then I won best costume, like
Yay!
Best dress, best costume. So it was cool. I thought it was, a little kind of, it's one of my favorite movies. So I was kind of paying homage to the Heath Ledger Joker. And I ended up taking a little little plastic trophy home.
What did you win? Did you get money? Did you get
No,
treats?
I got a plastic trophy.
A plastic gold trophy
that looked
totally
and said best. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Totally worth it.
Totally worth it. Yeah, look good. My only critique is I wish you owned an iron.
Okay, well, it was a suit. I'm not ironing that suit.
Yeah. It was like, man, it looks like you just took it right out of the package and put it on.
Bought it that day.
True dude fashion. You're like, I got a party, whatever.
I'm pretty sure
wrinkles and all.
It would have melted. Like, it was like a plastic suit. I was like, I can't touch this with an iron.
At least you went and bought a costume, though. Like, mine was literally throwing on all my Nugget stuff, which we know I already have.
Oh, did you see what I threw on? I threw on a cowboy hat and a jacket I had already.
Like,
I'm John Dutton.
Yeah, Yellowstone. Stone again.
Yeehaw!